All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. It is time for Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. And I know that for all my fellow students out there, mostly for just those of us here at UBC, that it is now time for midterms. And I have some coming up too. But for now, let's just forget about that. Let's just take a moment, relax, mellow out, and listen to some Asian music, and let it lift your soul and just give you a few moments of gratification before you get back to cramming for that exam that you got tomorrow. So anyway, let's get this started. Let's get it into full swing. Starting off, it is Kata, Korean girl group Kata. So with they have the today, it's going to be the lead single of their newest Korean EP, Day and Night. The song is called Mama Mia. Now, fairly recently, Kata had been through a bit of a lineup change. Two members left, and through their labels, The Kara Project, they have selected a new member named Youngji, which is simply a rearrangement of former member Chiyoung's name. So this is their first track with the new lineup, composed by the composing producing team Double Sidekick, one of the 10,000 tracks that they have produced this year for girl groups alone. Now, this song is pretty good. It's up-tempo, it's fun, it keeps with the Kata style. It's bright, it's cheery, and it's enjoyable, but it does seem like they were just simply testing the waters a bit with this song. But it's good, but it's not adventurous, and Youngji isn't that prominent in this song. So let's check that out. Kata, Mama Mia, coming up next.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head. We'll be right back.
That was Kara, Mamma Mia, their newest Korean release. It's still a little too early to say for sure the direction they intend to go with their changes, but it's a good track, and the new lineup they have definitely has the potential to generate some new hype for the group, so keep an eye on the group. And of course, check out the rest of their album and support Youngji as well. It can't be easy being placed right into one of the most popular girl groups of K-pop history amidst all the controversy over the lineup change to begin with. Now, next up, a legendary singer from Hong Kong who goes by the name Eason Chan. He's been around for ages and is known for his clear and solid delivery of songs. He was referred to as the new frontrunner for Cantopop by Time Magazine for the newest generation of Cantonese pop music, and is considered one of the Hong Kong gods of song along with Samuel Hui and Jackie Chung. He's released many albums over his career, and his 2005 Cantonese album U87 was listed as one of Time Magazine's 5 Asian albums worth buying. The song from Eason today is from his latest studio album, sung in Mandarin, and it's called Yin Tian Kuai Le, which means happy cloudy days. That translation is a bit twisted in a sense, because Kuai Le could mean several different things, but in this case, we'll just say that it means happy cloudy days. And with this song, he compares love to the sky and how sometimes there are things that just aren't pleasant, like clouds. It's like the gloom and misery that comes with a cloudy day is like love at times. The clouds just shouldn't be there, and like the sadness, but no matter what, he has to face it and still be happy. You know, Eason is a very beloved and popular singer, not just in his native Hong Kong, but in pretty much any area with the Chinese-speaking community. The song made me a fan, so here's to hoping it does the same for you as well. That's coming up next, Eason Chan, Happy Cloudy Days.
想什么？爱情就像什么？几朵云在阴天，忘了该往哪儿走。思念和寂寞被吹进了左耳。也许我记不住，可是也忘不掉那时候那种秘密的快乐。听阴天说什么，在混乱中的我，想对着天讲说，无论如何阴天快乐，叫阴天别闹了，想念你都那么久那么久了，我一抬头就看见你那个酒窝。山越岭之后，爱却神出鬼没，你像一首唱到沙哑偏爱的情歌，旅途中坐一坐，在秋千上的我，原来我忽略的如今想纪念也没用，那些时光的因果。什么？在混乱中的我，想对着天讲说，无论如何，阴天快乐，叫阴天别闹了。想念你都那么久那么久了，我一抬头就看见你那个酒窝。穿过了现在，绕过了未来，风在心海中，带着你我旅行，变成老头。哦，孤单怕成了习惯，所以我淡定走。 什么？在昏暗中的我，想对着天讲说，无论如何迎接快乐。找一天别闹了，想念你都那么久那么久了，我一抬头就看见了当时的我。
Eason Chan, a legend of Chinese music with the song Happy Cloudy Days. Now, last year, he came to Vancouver for a concert, which I unfortunately did not go to because at the time, I just wasn't a fan. But I do hope he has a chance to come back sometime in the future. I would definitely like to go and see him. He's been praised for his charisma on stage, and he apparently puts on a really good show, so that's definitely something that I would like to see now that I do enjoy his music. And just some of his many accolades: he was the second non-Taiwanese singer after Jackie Chung to receive Taiwan's Golden Melody Award, and is the only person of Chinese descent to carry both the Summer and Winter Olympic torch after carrying the torch in Montreal back in 2010 for the Vancouver Winter Olympics. So go check him out if you're curious as to who is considered one of the biggest stars to ever grace the stage for Chinese music. And with that, we'll move on to another Chinese superstar, a pop superstar, Taiwanese diva Jolin Tsai. Now, she's here with a song this week off her album Myself called Qi Shang Ba Xia, which is kind of a way of saying, it kind of means saying crazy. The translation for it is 7 up, 8 down. So the song is also called Butterflies in My Stomach. So it's her saying that she gets flustered. In essence, she's saying that she gets butterflies when she's confronted by a guy she likes, but doesn't want to delay anything that could possibly happen between the two of them. And she's just so nervous, she can't even pretend she isn't. And as if to say that in the end, one should never make the fact that they like someone so obvious. The song is a bit of a throwback to her earlier style. It's more something that one can dance to, so she really reminds people why she has the title of Dance Queen of Asia. And it's as good a time as any to get a song by Jolin on the air, since in about a month's time, she will be making her long-awaited return to music and performing. That's coming up for you, Jolin Tsai, Butterflies in My Stomach.
Shut up. 上又拔下。
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
We are back, and right before the break, it was Jolene Tsai with a bit of a throwback to get you excited for her comeback in November. She recently came out with a new song that she made in collaboration with Pepsi, actually, so you can check that out as well. That's on YouTube, the official music video, and she just looks great. I don't know, you can listen to the music, or you can just ogle her when you look at the music video. Your choice. Both are good decisions, if you ask me, and we'll move on from there. So now all that's left to do really is to just wait for her new album to come out, and that'll be November. So, you know, stay patient. The next track is a boy band from Korea called Dalmatian. They debuted back in 2010, around 2011, 2010, 2011, and in 2013, they changed their group name to DMTN, but they haven't really been a very active group. In addition to that, they had a bit of a lineup change in the time that they have been active, and the song by Dalmatian slash DMTN today is from their second mini-album, State of Emergency, released in 2012, and the song is called ER. So a lot of factors have contributed to the fact that they aren't very well known, including bad management, but also because after they debuted in 2010, they stopped promoting after 2 weeks, and then well after a year, I think it was about a year and 8 months, there was no sign of them in the music industry, and one of the members decided to enlist for his mandatory military service in that time. And also in early 2013, one of the members ran into a bit of trouble with the law, and it's a real shame since they as a group definitely had the potential, and ER is their most stunning release to date, but it just didn't blow up due to the previously mentioned issues. But let's give that a listen. Dalmatian, and after that we'll have a little more Mandopop with Hebe Tien.
What's up, Nick?
지친 몸과 마음이 속삭여 혼자 또 되짚어 죽어도 난 못 지워
기다릴게 불러보지 마 답이 없는 너 떠나버린 너의
시간을 아는 네가 오만 원해 눈물에 빠져 다시 선수조차 없어 또
지금처럼만 너 없는 여기서 널 기다릴게 yeah.
기다려
好。
That was Dalmatian, and right after that was Hebe Tian, two great artists. And especially, I really like that Hebe Tian has really carved out a niche for herself now. The song by her today was called 你就不要想起我, which just means, don't think about me. You know, it's great because she's set herself apart from SHE in that she has really earned herself the title of Ballad Master. And, you know, at this point, I do believe that she, you know, she deserves that title. And there aren't very many people within the Mandarin pop world that can give so many ballads their own individual charm. So go get her album. It's not going to disappoint you. So with that, though, we're going to lead into the next segment of our show. It's that time where we catch up on some of the biggest headlines that are making their rounds around the Asian way, around the Asian entertainment world. This week, it's time for Asian entertainment news. And starting us off, first up from Taiwan is Jiro Wang, angry at Aaron Yan. Now, Taiwanese singer Aaron Yan recently revealed in an interview that he is no longer friends with former Fahrenheit members Jiro and Calvin Chen, and only keeps in touch with Wu Zun. So following that, Jiro uploaded a topless photo of himself on Instagram with the word anger in Chinese over his face with the caption, "My current mood, anger." And although the actor-singer did not state the reason, netizens suspect that he was responding to Aaron's comments. So fans left encouraging comments for him, telling him to stay strong for his dreams. Now, Aaron's revelation sparked heated arguments among Fahrenheit fans as they felt he was trying to draw a line between himself and the other members and was criticized for playing victim. He clarified on Facebook, "Will you continue banging on a wall after getting hurt from knocking on it for years? All emotional ties, including family, romance, friendship, or even relationships with your pets, need to be managed and maintained. If you are the only one taking the initiative, it would be like banging on a wall." The heated exchanges continued, and Aaron further posted, "Who wants to grow up without being able to say the truth? It is because one can finally speak the truth and bear the consequences that one has finally grown." Now, as I've mentioned before, this really wasn't a surprise to me, at least, because to me, this just represents and kind of illustrates the reality of the idol industry. A lot of these people are just thrown into groups together without really understanding each other or without really having that bond. So when it all ends, they just go about their separate ways and act as if the whole thing just never happened. So, you know, best of luck to the two of them. And hopefully, you know, if it is a misunderstanding, it can be resolved soon. But if not, you know, life is life. So next up from Korea, Jessica from Girls' Generation reveals her own statement regarding being forced out of the group. Now, following up with the news that Jessica would no longer be promoting as a part of Girls' Generation, she has released her own side of the story. She revealed that she was one-sidedly asked to leave the group due to conflict of interest between her newly established fashion business and Girls' Generation activities, despite previously coming to an agreement with her agency, SM Entertainment, and fellow members about 1 month ago. According to Jessica, while she was planning for the launch of Blanc, her fashion line, in August, the aspiring designer had sought permission from SM and understanding from her fellow members. In early September, however, the eight members allegedly held a meeting and told Jessica to choose between her business, and Girls' Generation. Jessica emphasized that she had never neglected Girls' Generation activities and explained that she could not pull the brakes on Blanc, her new fashion brand, just 1 month after its launch due to the contract with their business partner. Jessica had another meeting with SM on September 16th to gain approval for her continuation with both her business and promotional activities with Girls' Generation. However, despite her best efforts to come to a compromise, she was suddenly served a notice of departure from Girls' Generation on September 29th. The eight members served that order, which prevented her from attending a fan meet in China on the next day, and she will no longer be a part of any Girls' Generation promotional activities from now on. In the press release, Jessica reiterated that Girls' Generation is the best thing that ever happened to her and was heartbroken to have been forced out of it after she devoted 15 years to be able to debut, 15 years of her life in order to be a part of the group. She added that her exit was an outcome which she did not wish for and apologized to the fans for causing concern. And she says, "I've always treasured Girls' Generation and I will continue to do so. Thank you for supporting and loving me." So this story is just getting more and more complicated as it develops. There are a lot of theories as to why this happened. Some of them plausible, others not so much. And I'm sure, I'm sure more reasons and statements will be released in the next little while. So until that happens, though, support both Jessica and Girls' Generation in their endeavors. Jessica as an entrepreneur and Girls' Generation as eight members. So the last story of the day includes Asia as a whole, not just Korea or China or Taiwan or Hong Kong. The Asian film market records largest attendance to date. Sales agents and buyers from the US, Europe, and China have hit the biggest ever Asian film market in Busan, South Korea, highlighting the growing importance of that region as a content producer and as a source of funding. A total of 195 companies in 223 booths from 24 different countries have set up shop in Busan's hulking Bexco building for the event, which runs from October 5th to October 8th, and is a major platform for Asian film projects, in particular international co-productions. The market notched up a record 3,740 admissions on the first day, according to organizers. And among the U.S. companies here for the first time are Arclight Films, Fortitude International, Lakeshore Entertainment, and XYZ Films. Now, a quote from one of their representatives, Asian film sales have become very robust in recent years and are vital to the global market of any film, said Elliot Tong, Arclight's head of Asian sales and acquisition. Asian audiences are open to all kinds of films from the West, and you will find that films that don't easily get a theatrical release in their home country could sometimes be seen in the on the big screen somewhere in Asia. He added, so a film market focusing on the Korean and Asian market in the second half of the year, with Hong Kong film art being in the first half, is good. Arclight is giving a global market debut to The Queens, a romantic comedy starring Song Hye-kyo and produced by Dicen Media's An On under its Eastern Light specialty Asian arm. The Beijing Municipal Bureau of Radio, Film, and Television, along with 9 film production companies and distributors such as Beijing Galloping Horse, have also set up booths at the festival at the market. Agents talk of competition for space in the Bexco building, even though organizers added 30% capacity to prepare for increased demand. A total of 86 films from 15 countries will receive market screenings, including 69 market premieres. So this is great news for the Asian entertainment world. It's clear that Asia and its pop culture is gaining larger and larger audiences around the world. And now people are recognizing that it's becoming huge. Everyone, myself included, who are doing something related to Asian entertainment is doing their part to help it spread, to put it on the map. So all the best to all the Asian entertainments, all the Asian entertainers everywhere. It's your time in the limelight now. And this time, the whole world is clamoring to get a glimpse. So that's it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune in again next time to catch the new headlines in the coming week, from laughable to cringeworthy. When we come back, we got more music from our Canadian Artist of the Week and on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't adjust the frequency.
Hi. My name is Emily, and I'm hoping you'll join me in discovering how UBC is bringing sustainability into action by attending Ripple Effect events September 22nd to 26th. Get a free mocha! Learn to recycle! Take a blind taste test between tap water or bottled water. Oh, and you just have to join hundreds of guests, and me of course, for a sustainable meal on Main Mall. Seriously, you can't miss this. It's going to be epic. You can get all the info at sustain.ubc.ca/ripple effect. Oh, and use the hashtag RippleEffectUBC.
Still not mine, the reason why these gray eyes can't be disguised no more.
Jay,
you know what they're
nice.
For.
Got me up all night, what? Drinking this liquor, stupid at night.
Oh, so we are back, and now for our special Canadian Artist of the Week, the very talented Jay Rise, Toronto-based hip-hop artist and one of the best in the game right now, regardless of nationality. The guy is just absolutely amazing at what he does, and the song from him today is one that I believe to be one of his most meaningful songs that he has ever done. It was released not as part of a project, a studio project, but as a single on its own. It's called This Isn't Who We Are. And the lyrics for this song just evoke all the feels in you. It's easily one of the best songs he has released over the course of his career. And if you check the music video out, you know, that statement, right in the feels, comes to mind. And it features Toronto-based singer-rapper Jordan Lorenzo on the hook. That's coming up next, Jay Rise, This Isn't Who We Are, with Jordan Lorenzo.
Thank you.
J. Rise. Got me up all night, drinking this liquor, stupid I know. All the things that we've been through, I'm trying to get through, moving on slow. My head above the waters, it's harder than it seems, and I can't take it any longer. I'm starting to feel weak, it's been weeks since I last saw you. I should have tried, but didn't bother. Ego got the best of me, but I should be a lot stronger. I'm trying to move onward, cause it's no longer. Now I don't got her. I keep thinking about, should've called her and stopped her from drifting away. Seconds to days, regretting mistakes. I'm missing your face, and when you would laugh, memories we had, but it's in the past. I wish it'd be reversed, I give you everything you deserve. Life's becoming a blur, love is something you can't reimburse. Swimming in the deep end, reality starting to seep in. There's nothing like us, you're the one I wanted to be with. There's no one I can relate to, and life's becoming a plateful. The love is gone, and maybe it'd be easier to
you
hate.
You say that you don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away, but baby, I'm not your enemy. I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me. Cause baby, one day I won't have any more energy. I'm sorry for all the fights and all of the lonely nights, but everything you do to me ain't right. I'm sorry we fell apart, can we just go back to the start?
So I feel like I sold, where did it go? I should have played my role, keep it controlled, where did I go? I can't find myself, I'm living so lost, and where was my cause? I'm trying to do well, this love doesn't cost, but I'm so exhausted. Please take the pain away, nothing can save the day. I can't complain, I need to make a change, and I tried erasing your name away. How does a love so amazing just fade away? It's been overdue for a while, I should hit you up and see what's been up. How you doing right now? Cause I've been missing that beautiful smile. What am I doing? I should keep moving. Damn, why am I looking back? I need to relax, leave it in the past. Damn, what am I looking at? It's so annoying, I can't control it. Think about us like drinking a poison. It's really killing me, how should I deal with it? Trying to be real with it, it's really pointless. It's really pointless. Stop moping about it, stop being a bitch. Get back to my focus, stop being hopeless. Start being open, go out and live. There's no one I can relate to. How did I get so hateful? The love is gone, the love is gone. It's easier to hate you.
You say that you don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away, but baby, I'm not your enemy. I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me. Cause baby, one day
now,
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Soulship Enterprise, Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
J-Rise, this isn't who we are. You know, he's one of the artists I featured a lot on the show, and all of the times that I played his music, there have been numerous different styles, and, you know, it's clear he's a very versatile artist, and it results in very solid music. Check out his YouTube channel for his original music, remixes, covers, and his music videos as well. He has mixtapes available. Listen to those as well, in addition to his original music, and support Canadian hip-hop, Canadian talent. Show him some love. You know, that's what it's all about. And if, in case you've forgotten, his name is spelled J-R-E-Y-E-Z. And with that, though, we're going to move on to the next track of the day. It's from Korean idol group Block B with their song Jackpot from their 7th mini album, or 7th Korean release overall. It's not quite a mini album. And the song is called Jackpot. The song is about wanting to find their success, hitting the jackpot. It's about how they will never stop their grind and continue moving forward until they make it. So no shortcuts, taking their chances and ignoring all those who doubt them. It's fun, it's crazy, it's wild and zany in Block B fashion, typical Block B fashion. I love that they just don't care about coming off as weird to some people, and they make everything so funny and still manage to make great music. And this one shows their out of the ordinary style. The instrumental track is very reminiscent of the music you might be able to hear at carnivals. They've set themselves apart from other idol groups, and they're hilarious about it. They don't care about conforming to the standards set by the industry for what idols should be like. So let's check it out. Block B, Jackpot.
Jackpot, the 7th album, 7 members and 7 seasons represented. Pop time, check it out. Jackpot. 인간의 욕심은 끝이 없고 같은 실수를 반복하지. 너그럽게 살면서 대박을 노린다면 어린 반품 놓지. 우린 운명의 주사위 던졌고 한치조차도 용납 못했지. I do what you die, 살아서 나가. 휘탄 턱시도와 brand new shoes, 여비소와 웨딩 굿, 근사하게 외출 준비 눈다 보니까. 난 지금 레이스 중에 주세가 남에겐 bad news. Keep running, running and running, running and 박진감 있게. I'm on my way, 먼저 가실게. 처음엔 다들 혀를 차고 어리석다 해. 그래갖고 노래해, 디디라 대대. Fight the numbers, yeah. 대창, 대창, 대창해라. 해도 잭팟, baby. 헛스윙 날려도 난 나이스 샷이라는 캐디. 나를 무시했던 놈들에게 복수 대신 악수를 건네네. 조심해 넥타이 와서 몫이 깬 목줄 또는 수갑으로 변해가는 행복의 기준. 난 인생을 베팅 중. 요령 피우다가 니를 깨도 많아져. Oh. 자신감 하나면 게임을 끝. 기다려 my lady 끝. And running, running, and running, running, and 박진감 있게. I'm on my way. 먼저 가실게. 처음엔 다들 혀를 차고 어리석다 해. 그래갖고 노래해 디디라 대제. Fight the numbers, yeah. 대창 대창 대창해라. 위해도 잭팟 baby.
how, because I was saying earlier that Block B are weird, crazy, and wild, and because at the beginning of the song, if you heard that girl's voice, what she said was 저 오빠들 이상해, which just means these oppas are weird. Oppa being the word, that Korean word that girls use to refer to their older brothers or an older male that they're close with. So yeah, it's official. They are officially the weirdos of K-pop. Don't hate them. It's no use. They'll just make music about it. But I do have to give props to their leader, Zico, who was the first to rap in the song. He came from the underground hip-hop scene in Seoul in Korea and took a chance by becoming an idol. And he writes and produces almost all of Block B's material. So go check him out. Good times will be had by everyone once you see how over the top they are. So coming up next, a girl group from Korea called EXID. They debuted in 2012, and almost immediately afterward, they went through a lineup change, and three of the members departing, leaving the group with three of the original six. Now, I know. Why is that a recurring theme today? Steve, why you keep telling us about some of the saddest moments in K-pop history? It's like when they left me, says a lot of K-pop fans. They just don't seem to like it when changes like these happen. And oddly enough, the three members who left returned to the music world not too long after as part of the girl group Bestie. Now, this song from EXID today is from 2012. It's called Maebam, which means every night. The song is about being unable to forget a past love, yet it's not because of being unable to let go, but due to constant reminders, phone calls, honeyed words, just the fact their exes are always trying to coax them into reigniting something. They get caught off guard, they get shaken up, and realize that in the end, they aren't quite over it. So the style of this song, it isn't cute like some girl groups, and it isn't sexy. It's not overly sexy. The only way I can describe it is that it's grown. The subject matter, the sound of the song reminds me a lot of adult contemporary with a little bit of an urban twist, given that the song contains rap portions to it. So let's check that out now. EXID, Every Night, coming right up.
I know this is pretty cold. 새벽밤만 잡은 내가 그립고 그런 말들로 넌 나를 녹이고 또 다시 I take this call. Every time I feel your love and kiss, oh baby, 오늘이 마지막이란 생각 그게 맘처럼 되지가 않아. Every time 너에게
너무도 싫지만은 어쩔 수 있겠어 어떻게 있겠어 아직도 눈에선 안 돼 No, I can't live it out you 계속해서 나 잡고 흔들어줘 I can't live it out you Yes, I can't live it out you
우리 함께 했던 날 웃으며 보냈던 날 이제 모두 다 잊었어 너는 왜 나를 또 흔들어보려고 밤새 전화벨 끊기질 않아 Oh no 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 Oh no 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 우리 함께 했던 날들
EXID Every Night. You know, I was immediately hooked when I first heard this song. I've actually been sitting on this one for a while, waiting for a good time for me to play it. And the group has have very solid vocalists, and their rapper has a very good flow. Though I do have my gripes with this song, with the group in general, though it just feels that sometimes they're overexposing their rapper, and I can get I get why, because she's good at what she does. But in songs, sometimes an extra rap verse as opposed to a verse that's sung and all the ad libs kind of breaks the flow of the song, and it sounds a little forced. It's not a big problem, but it is something that I feel they should be aware of. But that being said, you really should check out their discography. Now, I know you're thinking it may take a while, but EXID actually only have released 4 studio projects, 3 digital singles, and 1 EP, so it'll take about 30 minutes out of your day to hear all their songs. Joking aside, though, they are a good group, and they recently released a new track, and I'm excited to see what they bring in the future. With that, though, we move on to the last track of the day. It is Khalil Fong with his song Hey by Hui, which means black, white, gray. It's been a while since I played Khalil, and he's a good listening choice anytime, day or night, whatever month, whatever day. It doesn't matter. The song showcases his more experimental sound and jazzy style. Great song about how it's important to forget about good and evil sometimes, like black and white. And just being neutral, taking the middle ground, not being too predictable, picking between right and wrong, and ask the question, what's considered right anyway? So I'm going to leave you with that. And of course, if you have any requests, be sure to send it to me, AsianWave101@gmail.com. Also, if you have any thoughts on today's news, or if you want just to get a discussion going about music or whatever, send me an email as well. I want to hear from you. And right after this, we have your weekly arts report. This week, we got Rohit on for a bit. So that's coming up next, and I'm going to leave you with that. Khalil Fong, Black, White, Gray. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, peace.
Sure. Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope,